I'm Kenny Slagg. This is a Kenny Slagg Alert. Welcome to Kenny Slagg's Alert. This is a Kenny Slagg Alert. A Kenny Slagg Alert. A Kenny Slagg Alert. A Kenny Slagg Alert. Hi, I'm Kenny Slagg. And this is Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. A Kenny Slagg Alert. There is a difference between our normal program, Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, and the Kenny Slagg Alert. A Kenny Slagg Alert is existing because we've seen something in the texture, in the fiber of the universe, that is, the money universe, which we want you to know about. Right now, there's a great opportunity for your abundance to expand and to permeate every single area of your life. That's why we call it Kenny Slagg Alert. Kenny Slagg Alert. Kenny Slagg Alert. You may recall a while back, we would often play this particular sound to indicate Kenny Slagg. Oh, Kenny Slagg. Now it means Kenny Slagg Alert. What is a Kenny Slagg Alert? Well, in the next hour, I'd like to tell you. And I hope you'll be patient enough to sit and listen as I begin to give you, very slowly and methodically, the principles that led to my abundance in the 21st century. This is the Christmas season, and as such, can be quite a troubling and taxing time for those of us who are focused on one thing and one thing alone. That is, the principles of abundance. At Christmas time, we are asked to begin to bleed or to ooze those principles of abundance that we have so very, very carefully begun to acquire for ourselves. At Christmas, we're asked to give them away. So it can be quite a distraction while people ask you for things who do absolutely nothing to earn those things. Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century fights and fights very hard to make sure that never victimizes you, as it did me. That's right. When I was younger, I would give of my time, give of my money, give of myself for a variety of causes, and I never received anything back. I called that the Kenny Slagg bleed. Now, the Kenny Slagg bleed sounds like a woodpecker, because what does a woodpecker do? It pecks away at the wood, destroying the fiber and life of a tree. And for what reason? To enhance its own self, to enhance its woodpecker. Well, that's fine for woodpeckers, but human beings cannot afford that. We cannot afford others to be the woodpecker on the organic core of our souls. That's what Christmas really is. Now, of course, we have children, we have wives, we have husbands, people that we care about, and we want them to be happy. They want to celebrate Christmas. This is what we call grind time, when you have to just get your head down and grin and bear it. It's what we call grind time. Grind time. Grind time is when you grit your teeth, you hold on for dear life, and you pretend like you really enjoy this whole wasteful process of giving away things. Christmas is indeed a very vexing time. The Kenny Slagg principles of abundance run absolutely counter to the spirit of Christmas. There's nothing wrong with charity, but there is something wrong with the endless droning about charity, the annual ritual of charity, where you are expected to take your Kenny Slagg principles of abundance and...
Hi, Kenny. You did very, very well there.
I know. I just ran out of it.
You did well. Let's back up. Christmas, when you're expected to take your Kenny Slagg principles of abundance and bleed them into the sand, is what it says here.
I don't know if I like that phrase.
May I suggest them?
Yeah.
Christmas, when you're expected to take the Kenny Slagg principles and set them aside.
No, I'll go with what Carolyn, bleeding. We want to really...
You want some water, honey?
No, I'm fine.
A Kenny Slagg admission.
That's right. This is a Kenny Slagg admission. I don't like Christmas, and I don't think you should either. But don't let anyone know that. You will find a great deal of resistance to you if you say you don't like Christmas.
No one really knows why they like Christmas. You have people who are weapons owners, people who would not hesitate to, at least in their mind, pull the trigger and kill someone, kill anyone who happened to be coming up their driveway at the wrong time of night. And yet at the same time, they celebrate the ritual of Christmas, which supposedly is about the birth of a man of peace. Well, right there, that's a Kenny Slag cosmic alert. What is a cosmic alert? It's when something is going against the very flow of the cosmos, something that is going contrary to what our own sense tells us. Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century says the following. In order for you to be abundant, it has to make sense. Christmas doesn't make sense. You know it. I know it. We all know it. But we dare not say it. We dare not say it because we could very well be cut out of the mainstream. And the mainstream is... Life Vessel. This is Life Vessel Lesson 1. I hope you're keeping notes now. We'll go back over this at the end of our program. Life Vessel number 1 is that river of life that feeds all of society, all of culture, all of humanity, all of life. We tap into it as respective practitioners of the Kenny Slag Principles of Abundance.
Cut. Kenny, you're doing really, really well.
Thank you.
Really well.
You want to go back and start again?
Why would he want to start again?
I don't know. Why do you think I should start again? Well, a lot of it's very...
Do you understand the principles? Are you an Abundi?
Am I a what?
Are you an Abundi?
Are you an Abundi? Do you practice my principles? No, I don't. Well, then you don't know.
You don't yet. Please don't say anything.
Okay.
No, it doesn't make any sense. If you don't understand it, you know.
All right. I apologize.
Okay, so...
Yeah, that's why Kenny didn't want to take your suggestion, took mine.
I understand that.
Yes, Kenny.
So, I'm at the opening.
You were at the life vein, and I think you covered that. Let's start in now on... What is that? Yeah, let's start in on radiate.
3, 2, 1.
I radiate. I'm Kenny Slag, and through you, you'll find me. Through me, you'll find you. This is Principle 1.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century.
I flow through you, and you through me.
You know, many people think that Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century are almost quasi-religious. Nothing could be further from the truth. This is a business plan. This is a very secular business plan. But we use the very energies that one uses in selling, that one uses in promoting one's business, that one uses in everyday life, in relationships, and so forth. We use those as a religion might use its core liturgy. That is, we synthesize it down into a river of information. We put it into a booklet, Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance for the 21st Century, or if you will, the Kenny Slag Book, or some people have taken to even calling it Slag. That is, the Slag Manual, or My Slag. I'm very flattered. Many people have said that they feel I am akin to some kind of a deity. It's ridiculous, and I would never, ever elevate myself to that level. But if you find some solace, if you find peace, and if you can find some reason to further energize your day by keeping a picture of me, either on the wall of your bedroom, or in your living area, or your kitchen, or even in your bathroom, if you see my picture and are further energized by it, if you see my picture and repeat to yourself some of the Kenny Slag affirmations. Cut.
What happened there?
Well, I don't know. I heard a music.
I think you hit the music.
Oh, did I?
Yes, you did.
I apologize.
I have to start all over again.
At the beginning?
No, not at the beginning.
Not at the beginning. Your name is Ray, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Ray, let me or let Paul, because we're both Abundis.
Now, Abundi is the...
We're practitioners.
Yeah, these are practitioners. These are people who are, they're members of, they have taken my course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Kenny Slag goes to China.
I remember at an earlier lecture I was talking to you about some of the Confucian and some of the Laotian principles. When I say Laotian, I don't mean the country of Laos. I mean Lao Tzu. Lao Tzu was the thinker and philosopher who formulated the philosophy behind the Tao Te Ching, or what we call the yin-yang, or Taoism. Now, in Kenny Slag Goes to China, when you have your slag book, or when you have your slag, and you slag daily, and what do we mean by slag? You simply get up in the morning and read an affirmation. You are not going through a religious ritual. You're not going through any kind of spiritual ritual. What you're doing is simply reinforcing lessons. It's like going to school. My picture hanging on the wall of a bathroom or a living room or anywhere in your living quarters or even in your car simply reminds you of who it was that formulated these principles. This is called making sure that I am getting due credit. It's not for my ego. Please understand, it's simply so that you recognize I'm the one that created these principles, and that any dollars that acquire or accrue because of the copyright, how do I say that?
Cut. Your picture reminds people that not to violate your copyright.
Okay. But that sounds almost threatening.
Yeah, could I make an
No, I wish you wouldn't, because I don't think you...
Well, I was going to say, if you say that Kenny Slag's picture tells people not to have copyright violation...
Please don't pick your nose the way you're doing that.
I beg your pardon?
The picking of your... You're picking your nose while you're talking to me. It disturbs me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say... When you say he has the copyright, that infringes upon the copyright?
Yeah, why am I listening to you, sir?
Well, I thought this was a collaboration.
It is a collaboration, but we are in a little bit of a time crunch, so...
I'm just simply saying that Kenny is... all right, so it's a copyright violation, I understand.
All right, yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Kenny Slag goes to China. Kenny Slag goes to China. And I go every day. Now, of course, I don't physically go to China, but I am reminded of China each and every day when I think of those pictures of Mao Zedong, Stalin, or even Karl Marx. Now, that doesn't mean I'm a communist. What it does mean is I can be every bit as much the icon. I remember when I was a child, I would see those pictures as they adorned Tiananmen Square in Beijing, China, or sometimes I would see them in the May Day parades that the Soviet military would have. And I would say to myself, one day, Kenny Slag, one day, I saw in those portraits a large slag. And that's when I developed the idea of a booklet, the Kenny Slag Manual, or Your Personal Daily Slag. When you slag, remember to have a picture of me in your car or in your bathroom. Why? I don't want you to elevate me to such a level that I begin to acquire power in your living space, like a living room or in a bedroom. Goddamn fucking cunt.
Cut. You're doing good, Kenny.
I know, but I was really on a roll there.
You were. And you're still...
What?
You're sitting there with a finger in your nose.
I don't know what you want me to do.
What you can do for me, sir, seriously, I like your suggestions, I really do, but please don't have your finger in your nose.
I'm sorry, I've got a nose hair.
We're trying to move through this, so what did you have to say the last time you said about...
I was going to say your copyright infringement. You say the picture's in the car.
The picture should only be in a car or a bathroom. It shouldn't be in the living room or the kitchen because it gives it too much power. My picture, I want people to remember who came up with the philosophy of Kenny Slag.
Okay, so they don't violate the copyright.
So they don't violate my copyright, yeah.
All right, well then I was going to say that why don't you come right up, say it right up.
That's a good suggestion. All right.
You get your finger up.
I'm sorry, forgive me. I got a nose hair way up there wedged.
I'm Kenny Slag. Am I Chinese? We were talking about copyright infringement and why my picture should only be in your bathroom or your car. I don't want my picture anywhere more elevated than those two spaces. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it's really just about copyright infringement. I came up with the Kenny Slag principles of abundance in the 21st century, but there's nothing saying that someone who is not as elevated a life condition as me, someone who does not have the kind of morality that you and I share, there's nothing to say they wouldn't take those principles of abundance and claim them for themselves. Well, that can't happen. That's why I encourage all of you to keep my picture in your car or your bathroom. Which basically means this, I'm not so important that I adorn a living space, but you are reminded of me when you're doing basic functions. Yes, even those that happen in a bathroom or when you're driving your car. When you see my picture, you are reminded to report anyone that you see copyright violating. Fuck me.
No, pick it up. You're doing good. Pick it up. You're reminded.
Reminded to see anybody who's violating my copyright.
Right.
Right.
3, 2, 1.
You're reminded to report anyone who is violating my copyright. When you see someone violating my copyright, when you see someone preaching the words that I have taught you, when you see someone basically trying to be Kenny Slagg, remember to report them immediately to any Digital Millennium Copyright Act. Fuck it. Fuck it.
Kenny, they don't report. They call, contact us.
Contact Kenny Slagg.
Yeah.
Is there a number that they can call?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Is there a number they can call?
Well, you had your finger so far up your nose then, it went like this.
It went like that. Forgive me. I was going to, hold on. I just got to get this.
Oh, my God.
Sir.
I just want to get this one booger. All right.
God. Sir, that is very disrespectful.
I'm sorry, but this is... All right. Is there a number they can call?
Yes, there's a number. Let's go.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bother you, sir.
Sorry. 3, 2, 1.
When you see someone violating the Kenny Slagg copyright, I'd like you to remember this sound. And that will remind you of our copyright violator's number. And that number is 111-12-211-221. That sounds like too many digits for a phone number, and it is. But it helps you remember the vital number, which is 111-1221. That's 111-11122. Now, I know it sounds confusing, but if you practice the Kenny Slagg method,
Kenny's in China,
then you'll always remember those numbers. Now, let's go back and recap. I'm Kenny Slagg. I came up with the Slagg, or your Slagg. Your personal Slagg is the Slagg book that contains all of the principles of abundance in the 21st century. Don't let it out of your sight, and don't let anyone copy anything down from it. If you see that book in the lap of another individual, and they're copying things from it, and you don't recognize that person as someone who would be a Slagg, then you cut.
What's wrong, Kenny?
Well, the announcer really should say that. I said, I don't think it sounds good.
I don't, yeah.
Thank you, sir. May I also congratulate you for getting your nose out?
Getting my nose out of my fingers?
Turn that shit off before I fucking flip, please. Yes, getting your nose out of your finger. I mean, getting your finger.
My nose out of my finger.
Are you having fun, sir?
I'm having a good time, yeah.
Okay, because you're disturbing us.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't mean to. Forgive me.
3, 2, 1.
When you see someone copying notes from a Kenny Slagg slag-off, take two. When you see someone copying notes during a slag-off, that means they are copying notes from one of my books, Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, Part 1, or Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st... Fuck it.
Take three.
When you see someone copying notes from a Kenny Slagg slag-off...
Take four.
When you see someone...
Take five.
When you see someone copying notes during a slag-off, you'll know it's a copyright violation. What's a slag-off? It's a study session. Basically, you have my book and you're studying it. But if they're taking notes from that book, writing them down, and you don't recognize that person as a potential slag, then you have every reason to call the Kenny Slagg Copyright Hotline. That number again, 111-221-122. That's right, there's a pause. 111-221-122. It's a pause and a half, or if you will, a beat and a half. Let's go over it again.
Kenny Slagg goes to China.
Copyright violation is an extremely important issue with the Kenny Slagg Industries and others who are affiliated with us. It means that we want to protect our intellectual property. Sometimes I can be completely irritated by an alarm like the one that just went off. Fucking cunt.
Kenny, let's not use... Are you in China?
It's Kenny Slagg goes to China.
Can I... I'm sorry, I've got my finger...
Would you turn that off, sir?
I was just fooling around with it.
That's not yours, it's mine.
It's an iPhone.
Yes, and it's my iPhone. Would you, sir?
Forgive me.
Okay, I don't know how to do this, but I'll do it the best way I can. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Kenny Slag, a go at China.
Hi, I'm Kenny Slag, and that was me doing a Chinese accent. Now, I wasn't doing it for comedy purposes, although you might have laughed. No, I was truly beginning to morph. I was pushing myself into the Chinese form. It was my way of saying, I'm Kenny Slag. I'm not Jennifer Aniston, for instance. I don't sit all day reading a script and moisturizing. Were I to sit all day reading a script and moisturizing, I would be deserving of being dropped out of an airplane.
You all right?
Not as long as I see you with your thumb up your nose.
Oh, sorry.
What happened, Kenny?
I choke up on that. And,
It is a vital part of the philosophy.
Well, I don't want anyone to think that we're against Jennifer Aniston.
No, of course you're not. Jennifer Aniston is a sacrament. She's a symbol.
Yes.
Go.
Kenny Slag's Aniston Principle. I'm Kenny Slag. Let's talk about Jennifer Aniston. I have great respect and admiration for Jennifer Aniston. I think she has done more with her life and her career than 50 women. 50 men, in fact. Jennifer Aniston has taken a modest talent, some people think a brilliant talent, and has really moved it into very, very high echelons of activity and operation. I think Jennifer Aniston is a wonderful person. But if I were to live my life as Jennifer Aniston lives hers, I would be deserving of, and this is something that comes right to the core of Slag, I would be deserving of being taken up in an airplane.
Take two.
Is he emotional about that?
It's very emotional, yeah.
It is emotional, yeah. Can I ask, would you like a tissue or something? Turn that goddamn thing. What are you doing?
I'm sorry. I bought a similar alarm capability.
You can't do the Kenny Slag alarm, sir.
I apologize.
Do you want a tissue?
Why is that?
Because your fingers are continually working your nose.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-oh. Oh, God. That's the size of a rock.
I was in my nose.
Do you blow your nose?
I'm sorry?
Do you blow your nose regularly? Do you blow the nose?
I don't blow my nose. No, I don't believe that's right. It ruptures blood vessels.
Well, what do you do then?
I shove my fingers. I do whatever I got to do. Why don't you blow your nose? It ruptures blood vessels.
All right. Are we
All right, Kenny, you're doing really great, Kenny. We're going to take a time out here, all right, Kenny? And Mr. Hendry wants to come in.
Hi, Kenny. Hi. You're using the studio? Yeah, they said I could read this copy.
Hi, everybody. It's Phil Hendry. If you feel a great disturbance in the force, it's not Margaret in the bathroom again. No, it's just the amazing Christmas promotions that we've got for you guys. And as you know, we're winding down to the bitter end here in the month of December. This year, we wanted to give you, our backstage pass members, something. And that's why you're all automatically entered to win a Star Wars The Force Awakens Christmas package featuring two tickets to the biggest movie release of all time. We're choosing a new winner every show this month, so make sure you listen to the podcast to hear your name. Now, this next one's just for our annual BSP members. One grand prize winner and a guest will be flown out to L.A. to have dinner and see the movie with me. That's right, you heard me right. We'll fly you out to Los Angeles, head over to Ted's of Beverly Hills for a juicy ribeye or another steakhouse if Ted's is overbooked, and then pop on over to Universal Studios Hollywood to watch the movie in stunning IMAX. If you don't have a backstage pass, sign up now at www.philhendryshow.com. If you're already a monthly member, upgrade to an annual pass to be eligible for our grand prize. Good luck, and may the force be with you. Something else to tell you, later on this morning, folks, you will be able to download our Christmas Carol for 2015. Phil Hendry's Christmas Carol will be available for download only in our online store. I want you to know that. It won't be available on iTunes. It will only be available for download in our online store. Phil Hendry's Christmas Carol, featuring Mavis Leonard, Bud Dickman, Steve Bozell, Margaret Gray, Robert Leonard, Jay Santos, Larry Grover, Gloria Grover, and on and on and on and on. The ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future. They're all there, and it's a part of Phil Hendry's Christmas Carol for 2015 coming up for download in our online store later on this morning.
Are you done?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry, Mr. Slag.
All right, Phil. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
Kenny Slag, the roller coaster and carousel of life. I'm Kenny Slag, and sometimes life sounds just like this to me, up and down and all around. Kind of a fun and crazy merry-go-round, a Ferris wheel of possibilities. Sometimes I hear this music. I hear this music at night, and a lot of times I'll hear this music when I'm romantically involved with a woman. When I hear this, I know that there is something that's not quite right. Well, that is an indication of health. When you know something isn't right, when you hear the sound of a bassoon or a calliope while you're, for instance, making love to a woman, if you hear instead of soft jazz or the sounds of crashing waves when you're making intimate love to a woman that you love, and instead you hear a calliope or maybe an organ grinder.
What's going on, Kenny?
Nothing. I was disturbed by the fingers in the nose. I've stopped doing that.
He's not doing it anymore.
No, but just having him here, just thinking of those fingers probing his nose.
Well, if you want, I can leave.
Yeah, would you mind? And that was my Coke you were drinking out of.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fuck. And I backwashed.
You know what, sir? Would you just leave the area?
All right.
You backwashed into my Pepsi?
I did. I apologize.
All right, Kenny, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, I'm not really sure where we were.
You're still doing the Aniston.
All right.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century, the Aniston level. Jennifer Aniston is an individual that I've always admired. I think she is a tremendous asset not only to the profession of acting. I think she's a terrific woman. I think she has done more than 50 women her age. She has really achieved some great things. But Jennifer Aniston's life could not be Kenny Slag's. And here is the difference, and this is very, very important to remember. Jennifer Aniston is perfect for her life. But if Kenny Slag were to practice what Jennifer Aniston practices, if I were to lay around all day moisturizing, for instance, I would be deserving of only this punishment, being taken in a small aircraft.
Cut. Let's just pick it up at being taken in air.
Okay. I would be deserving of this punishment, and this punishment only, being taken in a small aircraft and flown...
Kenny Slag. A Kenny Slag break.
I'm Slag, 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 Slag.
I'm Kenny Slag. This is a Slag break. This is when I stop down and think of what is important to me. Do I want to continue doing this show, or do I want to sit here and continue to not do the show, but just sit here? I'm thinking of other things that I cut. Just cut.
All right, cut. What's going on, Kenny?
All right, I'm good.
What's going on?
Nothing. This guy's back now.
I'm sorry, I had to... can I just... It's raining outside.
All right, and what, do you want to stand inside?
I'd like to stand inside, yeah. I won't pick my nose, I'm sorry.
Sir, can I ask you, what are you doing here?
I own the studio.
Oh, you're the owner of the studio?
Yes, I... And
oh, is that why... All right, well, forgive me, sir, but if can we just produce... I appreciate the airtime. I mean, we are paying for it.
Yes, you are, yeah. I just thought... I like to come in and hang around.
All right, well...
Okay, yes, sir.
It's raining outside. My wife's going to pick me up at... And I apologize for picking my nose.
Yeah. All right, Kenny, go ahead.
Kenny Slag Update.
Hi, I'm Kenny Slag, and welcome to our Kenny Slag Update. Jennifer Aniston, as I was saying, is one of, I think, Hollywood's great stars. I admire her immensely, and yet I could never live her life. Were I sitting around all day, reading a script and moisturizing and getting up and laughing on the telephone, I would be deserving of only one punishment, being taken in a small aircraft over the Santa Barbara Channel and pushed from the plane.
What are you doing, Kenny?
I want so much.
And you'll get it, Kenny, but you got to keep pushing for it.
Can I suggest something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, if it bothers you, go ahead. You know, you've been picking your nose, you're doing everything. I would suggest that you just say that you're willing to do that. In other words, you feel that you're sitting around moisturizing.
Yeah.
Would be something that would... never mind. Just keep going.
Yeah.
Would you... Don't play with my phone. Sorry. Please don't touch my phone, sir. Sorry. This is a Kenny Slagg lifestyle change.
I'm Kenny Slagg. Lately, I've been thinking about Jennifer Aniston. I think she is fantastic. I think she is an incredible talent. Were I Jennifer Aniston, and I was moisturizing all day, sitting in a tree, then I would be deserving...
You said sitting in a tree. I don't know.
Oh, sorry. I was watching a commercial. I was watching something about a tree. Let's do it again.
Kenny Slagg! That's me!
I'm Kenny Slagg. You just heard me do a Chinese accent. How does that make you feel? That and more in a moment.
You're listening to Kenny Slagg Alert. A Kenny Slagg Alert. A Kenny Slagg Alert.
Hi, I'm Kenny Slagg. Be sure to get our Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. That's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. It's my manual for living. We call it the Slagg or Slagback. When you carry your Slagback around in your Slagg bag, and those are available as well on our online store, you are fully slagified. Forgive me for using the term slagified or using my last name for a variety of different...
Pick it up.
For a variety of different aspects to the Kenny Slagg philosophy, but there is a method to my madness. We were talking yesterday...
Take two, go ahead.
You want me to pick it up?
Pick it up, yeah.
We're rolling.
We were talking yesterday about Jennifer Aniston, how much I admire her. But were I to sit around moisturizing, sitting in a tree, not a fucking tree.
Can I make a suggestion?
No, you may not, sir.
Take three.
Were I to sit around in a... God, I almost said tree again.
Maybe if you... Sorry.
And go.
Well, what do you mean, and go?
I'm sorry. 3, 2, 1.
I'm Kenny Slagg, and this is Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance for the 21st Century.
Kenny Slagg Alert.
Jennifer Aniston is a fantastic actress, and yet were I to sit around moisturizing all day, I'd be deserving of only one punishment alone. Being flown over the Santa Barbara Channel in a small, privately owned aircraft and pushed from the door.
You think it's funny?
No, I don't think it's funny.
This is a part of the Kenny Slagg philosophy, sir. Would you just move out of the room?
There are very specific things in my philosophy that must be addressed specifically. There's only one really... proper punishment for anyone who would presume to live their life exactly like somebody else, and that's to be pushed
from an aircraft.
Pushed from an aircraft, yeah. That's my philosophy.
Would you do that to me?
I'm not here to talk to you, sir.
Sir, could we get someone? Either we're going to suspend this and we'll move to another studio.
All right.
Or I'm going to call for security. I know you own the building and you own the studio. Does that mean you sit here and bother the talent while he's trying to get something recorded?
I wanted to know if he'd push me out of an aircraft.
Is that a challenge or something, sir?
What, sir? What is your purpose here?
I own the studio.
Yes, but are you trying to wreck? We'll not only. I'll pull the talent out, and we will not pay.
Fuck.
Right. Go, Kenny.
I'm Kenny Slagg.
Kenny Slagg is all you need to know. Kenny Slagg and Kenny Slagg alone is all you will know. Kenny Slagg and Kenny Slagg alone is how you find your way home. Kenny Slagg, he's Kenny Slagg.
Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance for the 21st Century. A new awakening for man. A new man. A new metamorphosized man. The cranium, about a half an inch wide.
That's wrong.
The cranium is a half an inch, the radius.
Okay, I said cranium a half an inch wide.
No, it's radius. Stan, did you get that?
Yes, I did.
Try it again.
Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Heralding a new man and new woman. Physically evolved with a cranium with another half inch radius.
That doesn't flow either, no. With a cranium that is another... Would you please stop that? With a cranium that is a half an inch... In other words, the cranium will be widened by a half an inch.
Can I say that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Take two.
I'm Mr. Announcer. This is Kenny Slaggs.
Take three.
I'm Mr. Announcer. This is Kenny Slaggs' Word for the Day. Do you know that as you evolve along the lines of Kenny Slaggs' Principles of Abundance for the 21st century, that your cranium widens by a half an inch? A new man and new woman has emerged. This is Kenny Slagg.
Thank you very much, Stan. These are the most important days of our lives. Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century. Whether you're buying a car, whether you're buying a home, whether you're investing in stocks and bonds, will enhance you not only mentally or physically in a way that you probably can predict, making you stronger, for instance, faster, but you will physically evolve. Your cranium widens, the jaw becomes smaller, the nostrils will pinch in, and your eyeballs get bigger. This, as the result of... Kenny Slagg. We'll be right back.
I cut. That's great, Kenny. We cut that all together.
Now, how many minutes is that? Would you not touch that, sir? Oh, I'm sorry. I touched it.
You're still hanging around here, aren't you?
I own the studio.
You're picking your nose. You're bothering everyone. If we weren't so close to the end of this...
What is your name, sir? What?
What is your name?
Chet Simp.
Chet Simp?
Yeah.
As in simpleton?
Sir, I haven't offended you in any way, have I?
No, but you're interfering in my recording session. I don't understand what the purpose is.
Can I see that?
No, that's my phone. No, you may not see it.
I've never seen one like that.
You're coming in here and bugging me, because you own the studio. Don't put your hands on me, okay?
Sorry, I like your shirt.
Wow.
Kenny, let's just leave, all right?
No, I want to get this finished. We were not able to actually affect the Aniston level. I want to get to that.
All right. And begin.
Wait a minute, Carolyn. I'm not ready yet.
And
wait a minute, Carolyn. I'm not ready yet.
Fine.
God damn it. Okay, now.
Time now for Kenny Slagg. I am Kenny Slagg. I sound like an old cowhand, and I did a Chinese voice a few...
So now you're laughing.
Well, the whole thing's asinine. How do I tell... How will people understand this philosophy? I have to communicate it that way.
Don't say anything. I'm not going to say anything.
Well, Kenny, I think what you're... Listen, you have to understand, Kenny, you're far and away above any other human being on the planet.
I know that.
You do. And your philosophy is light years beyond anything. So these are the only ways that you can communicate it, and I think it will, in time, sink in.
All right.
Let's do this. We've got a very... You're doing great, Kenny, and we don't have that much further to go. 3, 2, 1.
Timex time is 2:42. I'm Kenny Slagg, and this is what I would sound like were I pre-surgical. Let's go back to the Chinese one.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Kenny Slagg, Principle of Abundance, 21st Century.
I'm Kenny Slagg. What you just heard me do is buck my teeth out and go for a Chinese accent. Why? I'll tell you why. We respect the Chinese, and we respect their philosophies, but we certainly don't respect anyone that would caricature them in a negative way, and that's exactly what that was. I'm Kenny Slagg, and I stand front and center and square against all the powers of racism in the world. I believe that it is a hateful and a very ignorant philosophy, and the only way that I can fight it is by simply saying to you, it's time for...
Kenny Slagg! Oh, whoa, Kenny Slagg!
Now, why do I do that? Why do I seemingly incorporate a mocking, almost imbecilic tone as I tell you about the principles of abundance in the 21st century? because I want you to know there is nothing that elevates us above anyone else. As I said to you earlier, were I to behave like Jennifer Aniston, moisturizing and reading scripts, I should be taken out over the Santa Barbara Channel in a small, private, prop job aircraft, the door opened, having someone say, look, right there is where we want to put the hotel. Fuck it.
Kitty, you are doing so good. I can't...
Let's try the whoa-whoa.
If I hear you open your fucking mouth, I don't care if you own the studio, I'll punch you out. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
But he's right, Kenny. I think we ought to do.
All right, fine. I just don't want him to tell me. You tell me, Carolyn.
I ripped my head off. Go.
Kenny Slag. Whoa, whoa. Kenny Slag.
I'm Kenny Slag. What you just heard me do.
That doesn't work. Let's try this.
Kenny Slag. Kenny Slag. Kenny Slag.
No matter how you say it, my name will always be Kenny Slag. The book, the slag bag, and slag off. These are terms that are important to know. As we begin to evolve, as our craniums widen, as our noses narrow, and as our lips get thinner, but most especially as our eyeballs begin to get bigger. In fact, our eyes at one point will begin to meld into each other. At some point, perhaps 2,000-3,000 years from now, we will almost be cyclops. Why? Because of Kenny Slag.
Kenny Slag!
I'm Kenny Slag. None of what I've just said to you scares me. I hope it doesn't scare you. When I think of the day...
He's laughing.
Excuse me, sir. I didn't ask your opinion.
No, I'm not laughing.
Yeah, you are. You're laughing.
No, I'm not laughing. There you go with your fingers in your nose, too.
So I do that when I'm nervous.
I've never seen a guy that owns a studio hangs around bugging the talent when they're trying to record something, sticking your finger up your nose. Do you also pull your pants down and put your finger in your anus?
In your anus.
Oh, my God.
Not much longer to go, Kenny.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yes.
Kenny Slag's Good News Hour. Hi, everyone. This is Kenny Slag, and this is our Good News Hour. My principles of abundance in the 21st century have saved thousands, if not hundreds of millions of dollars for individuals and corporations. My Kenny Slag principles of abundance in the 21st century can help you, too, as we move toward that glorious day, as we move toward a future where, yes, physically, we won't look the way we do now. Craniums larger, eyes melded together into a cyclops look. I don't know that that's going to make people feel good.
Can I say something?
No, you can't say anything, man. No!
I'm going to say it, man.
You sit there with your finger up your nose, you still don't get it, do you?
I'm going to leave.
Thank you. That's the best thing you've suggested. What an asshole, man. This is the Kenny Slag Good News Hour. I'm Kenny Slag. I have been sitting here trying to record...
Kenny, don't lose it now.
All right. Oh, God, how I hate this.
The Kenny Slag Good News Hour with Amanda and the Chimpanzee Six.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kenny Slag, and this is the Kenny Slag Good News Hour. Amanda is going to be along later with the Chimpanzee Six. The Chimpanzee Six is a musical group that I put together to show you just how far man has come. We've come so far that the men that are going to be out here singing, who are not Kenny Slag devotees, are nothing more really than chimpanzees to the rest of us. Now, I understand they're humans, and I grant them all the rights that humans have. But what of the Slag rights? What rights do we have? As we continue to evolve, as our eyes begin to meld together into what we call the cyclops view, as our lips thin, as our nostrils pinch, and as our craniums bulb out...
Take two.
Take two?
Yes, Kenny, because we're going to put this all together. It's going to be coherent. You're going to love it, Kenny.
That guy's gone, thank Christ.
Oh, yeah. No, I threatened. Stan here was going
to... Told him I'd take a mallet to him, Kenny.
Oh, I just hit my own eyeball.
You want some water, honey?
No, I just hit my own eyeball.
Told that guy to take a mallet to him.
All right.
This is a Kenny Slag News Break.
the Jennifer Aniston level, is Kenny close to being pushed from an aircraft?
Take three.
This is a Kenny Slag news break. The Jennifer...
Take four.
This is a Kenny Slag news break. The Jennifer Aniston level. Is Kenny Slag close to being pushed from an aircraft?
Hi, everyone. This is Kenny Slag. Am I close to being pushed from an aircraft? Just last week, I found myself laying around on a couch, moisturizing my feet, and reading a script. Yes, I've commissioned a script that would be based on my life. I'm Kenny Slag, and this is Kenny Slag's 21st...
Pick it up, Vin.
Vinny?
Kenny.
I'm Kenny Slag, and this is Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I have commissioned a film, a screenplay, and the production of a film based upon not only my life, but on the principles of abundance for the 21st century. I believe I am worthy of a film and a book about my life and about me. This has nothing to do with the 21st century principles that we talk about. This has more to do with me and what I'm about. What powers me? What is the beginning of my life? What is my life like now? Apart from the principles of abundance in the 21st century, I have girlfriends and I have homes. I have cars. I have dreams. Sometimes my dreams are frightening. Sometimes I feel that I should be locked up, put away from normal people. Where am I today? I don't know, and I don't frankly care. Hold on, that's my phone. Hello, I'm Kenny Slag.
That's it, Kenny.
Okay.
Tell that guy to come on in. Your name is Brian?
Yeah.
Brian, I have been told by my people that we want to file suit against you and your studio, unless we get more free studio time.
Why, because I have my finger in my nose?
Because you had your finger up your nose because you bothered Kenny. Look at Kenny. He's sucking his thumb now.
Are you all right, Kenny?
Uh-uh.
You're not all right?
Uh-uh.
Kenny, are you okay?
Uh-uh.
This has been a production of The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry, executive producer for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Jacqueline. I'm Kenny's producer. If any of you want to know more about Kenny Slag's principles of abundance in the 21st century, please do drop us a line at The Phil Hendry Show.
Is he all right?
No, he's not all right. And you're the individual that caused this. So who do we talk to? Do you have a lawyer?
I mean...
You're picking your nose? I'll talk to you later.
Why not now?
Because I'm still on the air. Kenny, are you all right, honey?
No.
Kenny.
I'm not okay. I'm Kenny Slag. I have begun to transmogrify. Kenny Slag.
Kenny Slag.